Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I wrote two books about weight. The first is You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You can decide what you want to weigh, and you can stay there permanently. The other book is an e-book. It's a condensation of the first book. It's entitled How to Weigh Less Permanently. Same message, condensed. So, today, let's talk about the COVID-19. Everybody's locked in their house. It's almost like being under house arrest. Can't go out. Very few restaurants you can go to. A lot of people don't take the chance of going to a restaurant. They stay home. So now what happens? A lot of people are saying, I've gained weight. I'm home. I don't know what to do. So I put food in my mouth, because that's all it is. So there you are, at home, you're stuck, you have plenty of time to think about it, and yet the first thing you do when you're bored or you want to feel better or happier is take some food and put it in your mouth. You're not hungry, you don't need the nourishment, you just like the food in your mouth because you need it. So the question is then, you're unhappy because you've gained 5, 10, 15 pounds. So the question is, why did you do it to yourself? You don't want to weigh more, but there you go, and you are. You're weighing more. So it's the same problem we've talked about before. When you want to feel better, you put food in your mouth. When you want to stop feeling bad, you put food in your mouth. They're unrelated to nourishment. You know, one of the big problems is the weight control industry, if you can really call it that, because I don't know anybody who permanently lost weight. But the weight control industry is based on a fallacy, and they've convinced the population to give them money. Give them money, and they will tell you what to do, what foods to put in your mouth, when to eat, how much to eat, and how to deal with food. And yet, almost everybody you know weighs too much. So they're built on the fallacy that by you giving them money, which is the basis for everything, that they will tell you something you already know. And it will make it go away. Nonsense. That's just idiotic. They tell you that you have exercised willpower, that you will be able to weigh less permanently. Also nonsense. You know, you have willpower to do a lot of things. You have a job. You're good at it. You show up on time. You've gotten promotions. You raise kids. You have a house or an apartment. You've organized your life. You recognize it. And you're just fine then. And you know you do these things and it's not a problem. So why then is it so difficult to follow the directions that they give you? Because you can't and you never will. It's a complete waste of time. Keep in mind, willpower won't get you anywhere. And all their instructions by the experts haven't done a thing for you. You still weigh too much, and you're sitting at home with all the time in the world to think about it, and you gained weight. You know, gaining weight and weighing too much is terrible. Yet you don't slam a car door in your hand. That would be crazy. You don't put your hand over a lit candle. That would burn. That would also be crazy. But you're doing something even crazier. You're almost killing yourself because you're eating too much food. And your weight's up. Your doctor tells it's bad for you. You know it's bad for you. You don't want to weigh that. But yet you're unable to weigh less. And the problem, I would tell you, is simple and it's easily solved, really. The first thing you have to do is really understand the nature of the problem. Nobody wants to think, oh gosh, I have an emotional problem. I need to keep putting food in my mouth. and it makes you feel diminished. You hate to talk about it. Yet in reality, that's the problem. You're sitting at home with COVID-19 and making yourself even worse because you're gaining weight, you're getting fatter. You wouldn't be listening to this if you weighed exactly what you want. You know you weigh too much. So the first thing is to understand why you're doing it. Once you understand the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth, that's half the battle. The rest is easy. Trust me, I've been there, I know how to do this. And again, unlike the weight control industry, I have no economic interest to protect. They've made millions and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars, and you know who they are. They hire some fancy spokesman, and they pay the person a lot of money, and they get stock, and they sell the stock, and they made a fortune, and you're still overweight. Isn't that just crazy? Keep in mind, I don't want any of your money, not a penny, nothing. I want to help you through this because I know it's good for you and I know it's good for everyone. So again, because this is an emotional issue and not a logical issue, you really have to understand why you're doing it and how you're doing it. So once again, and this is really important, before you put food in your mouth, anytime, ask yourself, why are you doing it? It's between meals, you're at home with COVID-19, and you continue to stuff food in your mouth, knowing really well that you're going to get fatter. So why are you doing it? Really, you have to come to grips with this. Now, you can't imagine that you have difficulty imagining that you could be any other way, because your emotional you, that's who you are, you can't see that changing, but it does change. The name of our company is Emotional Change. You know how to do this. We'll show you how to do it. But first, recognize the feeling you get when you put the food in your mouth. Remember, the test we took, suppose the food you love disappeared forever. Would you be thrilled? No. You'd be panic-stricken. You'd look for more food pretty much the same. Why? Because you need the feeling. You need to satisfy the emotional need. So before you put food in your mouth, ask yourself what you're doing. Then don't put food in for a while. Then put food in your mouth, and you will see that you'll begin to understand the problem. And once you understand the problem and feel the problem, we can solve it. You can solve it all by yourself. And keep in mind, it's free. You don't need to pay anybody anything. The weight control industry is what it is. It's an economic interest that they want to protect. I don't have an economic interest. I don't want an economic interest. I want you to be able to weigh what you want and live it that way. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll continue to talk about this, and I'll explain in great detail how to go about it. But first of all, you have to understand the problem and feel it. Goodbye.